Good afternoon and welcome to another episode of I Shake My Head with Lisa and Sam.
Hi, friends of the podcast.
Hello, everyone.
Samantha.
Lisa.
Oh my God, I gotta tell you something.
Oh my God.
Okay, I don't even know where to start because I don't know what I'm more excited about.
What is it?
I don't know if I'm more excited about my Blue Jays starting on Thursday or March Madness because boom shakalaka, Michigan's going to the Final Four.
Yes, they're number three. Did you know that?
Oh my God. Why would you think I didn't know that?
Well, because I heard on the radio this morning.
Thank God for the radio and the news. Yeah, they're number three, right? And that's Mike's number one team.
Mm-hmm.
So my other teams didn't make it,
but
I'm with that. I know. But I think what I'm most excited about is my Blue Jays.
Why?
Because starting on Thursday, it's brand new season. I've been hard on them through spring training because I felt that they shit the bed and did nothing to get better.
Yes.
But starting Thursday, brand new.
Mm-hmm.
New season. They're in first place starting Thursday.
Good.
Yeah.
Yay for you.
I know, right?
I can't wait to be the fake fan.
Oh, well, I'm going to need the fake fan. I'm going to need the fake
fan.
Well,
they suck like they did last year.
Okay. That's a little hurtful, and I don't know if that's necessary.
Well, did they not suck?
They did, right? But they had a lot of injuries.
Oh, is that what we're blaming it
that's
on?
That's where we're going.
Okay.
And right now, they have a lot of injuries,
mm-hmm.
but it's a new season.
You feel like they can rise from the ashes?
Rise up.
Oh, that's the Phoenix.
That's not the Jays. Rise up, Samantha. That's what we're hoping for.
All right.
Right? And then for the Michigan Wolverines, they play Saturday night.
Mm-hmm.
Don't text me.
I'm not going to.
Okay, I'm just saying, right? Because Mike will have a cow. Mike will have a fit if I'm doing anything but devoting 100% of my time to the team.
Fine.
Okay?
I can do that.
Just saying.
Okay.
All right.
What? My big news?
Yeah.
Watched the Junos yesterday.
I know, right? And I told you I wasn't going to.
No, I know.
But I did. But I didn't tell you that I did because I didn't want to hear you blah, 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 Michael Bublé. Blah, 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 Michael Bublé.
Really?
Yeah, because
everyone was happy to see him back.
I know, and it's great that he was back.
I know you hate him.
I don't hate him. That's a strong word. I think he's funny, but I don't think he showcased as funny.
Maybe he was a little serious. I don't know.
I know, but okay. But this is what happened in our home. So it came on. He started talking, and all I thought was, "Dear Michael Bublé, is this really the opening only about you right now?" That's what I thought.
Well, because he was supposed to host it.
I know, and I understand why.
Like 2 years
ago. I know, and I understand why. And I thought he looked very handsome. He was super dapper.
Super dapper. Super duper.
Just saying.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Did you watch any of the acts and stuff, though?
Yeah, I did. I did. I did.
Did you enjoy it?
I did enjoy it, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
How about the Bare Naked Ladies?
Love them. Love them. You know what I thought with the Bare Naked Ladies? It brought back a ton of memories.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm old, like you. And I remember growing up in Ontario where they played little bars and stuff before big and fancy.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was awesome. A friend from university, she sends me a text because she was watching it too. And she's like, "Do you remember when we were in university and we would do mini sing-alongs to them back in my singing days?"
Yeah, you don't sing now.
Not now.
You shouldn't.
I learned that from then. So I thought that they were awesome.
Good.
What did you think?
Well, I remember meeting the Bare Naked Ladies.
Shut up.
Here.
Really?
In Saskatoon.
I didn't know that about you.
When I used to work for Music Burn.
Really?
I got tickets to go to the thing, and yeah. I got to meet them after.
So what did you think of them now? I thought that they were good.
I thought they were okay.
Yeah. You know,
it was good that Stephen Page came back.
Well, he needs to. He needs to. Do you think that they'll stay?
No.
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 Not going to happen?
Nope.
No, I don't think so.
And we saw Jan.
She was on there.
Jan was there.
I know. She looks so good.
She does.
Did you watch the special?
Of course I did.
I did too.
When it aired.
Okay, so now you need to shame me, right?
Yes, I do.
Okay, I watched it afterwards.
No, and I watched it when it aired.
Mm-hmm. I loved it because I love Jan.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But you wanted her to sing more. You said there was too much talking.
Well, you know, right? Because I have right? I lose my interest.
You get bored.
Yeah. But it was good talking.
Mm-hmm. Did you like the Gordon Downie tribute?
Yeah. Yeah.
It was okay.
It made me sad, though, because I just think, you know what? Good man gone too soon.
True.
Way too soon.
Very true.
And friends of the podcast, again, if you don't know what we're talking about, we're talking about Canadian music. And you know, we sometimes go off on that tangent.
Well, because we love Jan.
We love Jan. And you know what my favorite part of the Jan Arden interview, the whole CTV thing was?
Mm.
When she paid tribute and showed a picture with Anne Murray.
I knew that you would.
Did you see that? I'm like, pause, rewind, pause, rewind. Called her an amazing person.
Yes.
I'm like, that's my lady. Because yes. You know how I feel. Without Anne Murray,
there is no one else.
There's no Junos.
Yes, I know.
There's no nothing.
Yes.
That's what I'm saying to you.
Okay. But how about the rest of the week?
Okay. So here's the funny thing, friends of the podcast. The rest of the week has gone really good so far.
It's been 2 days.
Because it started yesterday.
It started yesterday.
Yes. And why is that, Samantha?
Because we're on location at Rocco Radio.
And what's Rocco Radio?
It is our local radio station.
Samantha, right now, friends of the podcast. Friends of the podcast, I cannot lie. We are so close to being on the radio right now. It's not even funny. Not really.
Not really.
Not
no,
really.
No.
Not really at all.
No.
But what we do have with us, who we have with us, it's our first guest ever.
You kidnapped me, let's be honest. And now we're on a weird back road behind Rocco Radio, and there's just like one scary guy smoking, and and a scary girl walking her dog.
But you'll get used to that. Because, yeah, right. Because you'll grow accustomed to that. So we have Shauna Foster with us from
C95. Hi.
So excited.
Okay. First of all, there were some moments of the Junos that were really bad.
Nice. Thank you.
This is the problem with the Junos is that in your mind they are the crappy Grammys, and
right.
So but you just have to get around that and know that it's the crappy Grammys, and then you have to have a bit more of an open mind. Michael Bublé was great, you're right. The Bernanke ladies were great. I actually think they are going to get back together because now they're going, oh shit, we can make a ton of money.
Right.
So of course they're going to get back together.
Mm-hmm.
But did you see, there was like one rapper dude that was on stage with the Bernanke ladies and clearly didn't know the lyrics to If I Had $1 Million.
Yes.
And he's on his phone.
He's sitting on his cell phone,
like texting. And I don't know if he was like Googling the lyrics or...
How funny would that be?
Yeah,
eh?
Or was he texting his buddy like, holy shit, I'm on stage.
What the hell am I doing here?
And these guys are so old and like out of touch. I don't know what that was about, but it was one of my favorite moments.
I thought that was kind of funny. But it's funny too because I thought even Jen Arden was on the stage a little bit for
that. Was awkward.
Yes, it was awkward. It was awkward, wasn't it?
It was really awkward.
Yeah, because I didn't think she knew the words either.
No, and why did they do that? Why did they bring out like a bunch of kind of okay, big artists? And I mean, don't get me wrong. I hear that you both love Jen Arden. I adore Jen Arden. I mean, she is just an amazing person.
Right.
Inside and out, and she's looking hot as
F lately. Good. She's looking
lately.
Good.
Yeah, so I do have a crush on her as well, but I just didn't think that her or anyone else was needed in that Bernanke
ladies. And it was kind of like, I thought it was kind of awkward when they're like, okay, now we're just going to bring out some random friends, and that's exactly what it
weird.
Seemed, right? Like,
like,
just like, you got nothing to do right now?
Mm-hmm.
Hit the stage.
Okay, there was another part that I thought was awkward, and I love Michael Bublé. Why was he singing with Diana Krall?
Yeah, that was, it was almost like he needed a reason to get on stage to sing, and he hasn't had new music in a while, obviously with, you know, the circumstances surrounding his family. But I think it was just like, okay, well, we need to use Michael Bublé in some capacity because, wait a second, what's on your note?
You make
notes on what?
I make notes on the Bay promotional paper because I'm Shauna Foster. You might not know this about me, but I'm really untraditional. So Sam is the notebook.
Hers is all nice and highlighted.
Yeah. And I'm like scraps.
Wow.
So save an extra 25% on Jacques Vert merchandise.
Okay, you know what? I feel like Sam is me and you're Rob, my co-host. Yeah.
That's so funny,
right?
Yeah,
this is very, very
similar. And I always
laugh
with Sam because I always say Sam's schooly. Like, Sam's schooled, right?
Do you eat as many chocolate bars as Rob? Because he eats
three
a day. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
If I could.
Not kidding. Not a word of lies.
If I could, for sure.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah, I'm more that person. That is so busted.
Sorry. You needed a third in here to
I know,
you
right?
straight.
The secrets are coming out, right?
That's so funny.
Yeah, that's like really funny. Mm.
Okay, but I have a question.
Mm.
Because you've met a million different people.
Yes.
Has there ever been anyone you wanted to stalk? Or have you stalked someone?
Stalked. Famous. Oh. Who
like, not stalked.
I know what you mean.
Way?
Just like almost kind of became sort of a little more obsessed because I did get to know them.
Yes.
Oh, let me think. You're putting me on the spot with that. Okay, I actually will say this. So this might turn weird. So when I first met Michael Bublé, it was at the Junos in Regina 5 years ago when he hosted. And the Junos really are fun. Like, I should say, like, the Junos to watch on TV sometimes are crap. Well, most times are crappy. But actually, when you're there, they're really fun.
It's a fun experience.
It is a very fun experience. Yeah. And you sort of have this new respect, I think, for the Canadian artists. So when we did get a chance to meet Michael Bublé, we ended up partying with him for a whole night. I mean, we had to go do the morning show the next day because it was on a Sunday. And so we stumble out of our hotel. Like not going to bed, and then we had to go on the air, and he ended up joining us in the elevator at like 5 a.m.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, and he was just married at that point to his wife, who's beautiful, by the way. Like, she's drop-dead gorgeous.
Yeah.
And we did shooters with him. He bought us drinks all night. Like, we actually felt like we had, like, these special moments with him.
Okay.
And then I did become a bit stalkery after that. And, like, not stalkery, but, you know, like, you're tweeting him, and you're doing kind of these weird, like, 16-year-old girl moves. But here's the creepy part of the story. So during that time, he was also hanging out with someone else. And I thought, well, this guy is like being a little too friendly, but he was cute and, you know, buying me drinks a lot. And I was single at the time. And then that turned out to be Gian Gomeshi.
Oh,
okay. So,
wow.
So we get all these pictures that night. And in all of my pictures, like, there's these amazing shots of, like, me with Michael Bublé and his arm around me, and he's buying me drinks. And then in every picture, Gian Gomeshi's in it. So, like,
and are
do
you
I,
surprised
well,
now
do,
in hindsight?
I
are
know,
you surprised?
So do I crop him out? Yes. Right?
You get the blur. You get the blur part of the app, and you, like, fuzz
yes.
out his face.
And then, like, so after that, you know, in the couple years after that, I would keep in touch with Gian Gomeshi because, like, he'd come into Saskatoon. He was the girl Lights, like, the artist. Like, he was her manager. And so if Lights came here, Gian Gomeshi would come here. So we did have like some things together, like that we would have to do together.
Yep.
And so when all that shit hit the fan, like I did have a pretty gross feeling.
And,
I thought,
and friends of the podcast, when she says all that shit hit the fan, he got himself in, Google him.
Yeah.
In Canada, he got himself into some hot water.
Hot water.
He's a dirty birdie.
He likes dirty birdies.
He likes
Let's just put it that way. And, you know, whatever, to each his own in
Absolutely.
Terms of preferences.
Yep.
And, you know, again, the court.
Consenting.
And we will say, too, the court system did play out.
Yep.
And
yes.
he was found
He's
not
fine.
Guilty.
Yeah,
yeah,
absolutely.
That was it. I mean, he hasn't really worked much since. But,
right.
But so that was an odd, like, when I say stalkery, it kind of, like, turned around and. And then I just felt really gross about the whole thing. So weirdly, also now when I see Bublé, I think back to like hanging out with him and Gian Gomeshi. And I wonder, like, is Michael Bublé still friends with Gian Gomeshi? Like,
is anybody still friends with Gian
Gomeshi? I don't know.
Yeah.
So, yeah, sorry, that kind of went downer.
No, but that's kind of funny though, right?
Yeah, it is weird.
Because this is what I know about you. I know that you are like when people come to Saskatoon, they come to see you. You
I push myself on the people.
But that's the thing, right? Because you're a big deal.
Well, no, thank you for saying that. That's really nice.
You're
but I'm not
deal.
A big deal. I just I've been doing it for a long time, and so what happens is like all these people come to town, and all of their people, they're like, ah, Foster, she'll do it.
Yeah,
like they just
right?
know I will,
exactly.
right?
Exactly.
So yeah, I mean, think about this though. On Thursday, I wasn't even supposed to really meet. Or spend time with Michelle Obama,
right.
who was in Saskatoon,
yes.
mm-hmm. Put on a lovely
we
show.
We were there.
She was great, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Okay, I have two other things to ask. But anyway, I wasn't supposed to really spend a lot of time with Michelle Obama.
Right.
Ended up, it was such a surprise because I ended up spending quite a bit of time with her.
Nice.
And so those kind of things that do happen, I feel extremely blessed and fortunate
yeah.
for. And because that was a surprise. Like,
but that's
so
cool.
I knew I'd spend, you know, a whole day and get to know Oprah when she was here. And I was like mentally trying to prep myself for that. But for Obama, I didn't even get a chance to really mentally prep. And I think it was just as fun.
Yeah.
If not even more fun.
I could see that.
Were you pissed because it was so short?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you get there on time?
Yes.
Oh, good girl.
Yeah. Right? Because I'm all about the food, right?
Oh,
so
yeah,
I was like the
you
ring
needed
burger.
I needed a pre-snack.
I needed my pre-snack.
Yeah.
So we were there on time. Only thing, this was our only, other than the fact that it was short, of course, because I didn't realize that the commerce was going to take up that much time, right?
It was a small program.
Yes. Right? Yeah. And then I had hoped, because when Oprah came, right, what I had hoped for Michelle Obama is that she would have been a few minutes just by herself before they started.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
what we thought.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But then, now that we're talking about this, I feel I need to bring you in because the lady, we were like, and we got the nosebleeds, right? So we're up high, and you had came out and you had said, everybody can quickly take your selfies,
yes.
right? So she came in, I quickly took my picture. The lady's in the red coat. She comes up to me and she's like, no pictures. And I'm not even kidding. I'm like, did you not hear Shauna? Shauna just said we could take a picture.
I hope you should have sicked her on me.
Well, I didn't know. The lady, no, she was not the joking.
No.
She's like,
no.
She's wrong. And I'm like, she's not wrong. She just told everybody.
Yeah, early photos and then out.
Right?
No
and then
more.
I said to the lady, I said, but funny thing, we're way up here. You can't even see Michelle Obama.
No.
So they took their job very seriously.
They did.
Those red coats.
I was able to watch from the side stage, like right beside the stage. And I mean, I was quite surprised at how few security guards Michelle Obama had.
Really?
Like,
hey?
You're Michelle freaking Obama.
Yeah, right?
Like,
yeah.
There should have been Secret Service crawling that place.
I would have thought there would have been.
There wasn't.
Wow.
Mm-mm. No.
We should have tried to meet her.
The other thing, too, that was funny, well, you probably could have, but here was the funny part, is that it's like so typical Saskatchewan. And again, this is why people, we need a new arena downtown, is because I walk into like the backstage area and, you know, Cassie Campbell, who did the great Q&A, she's wonderful. We love her, like great Canadian role model. You know, all of like the Obama makeup artists and the lighting people, like all kind of the behind the scenes people were all sitting there and they said, oh yeah, well, you know, we've got supper ready for you guys. It's chicken fingers.
No.
And not even fried.
We're feeding Michelle Obama chicken fingers.
It was chicken fingers and ripple chips and onion dip. Like this is my grandma's Christmas, 1985.
So any stereotype you've ever heard of the small prairies.
It was
right there. We've now presented it to the former First Lady of the United States.
Yeah, it was right there. And perhaps she did
but
get
don't
some
take
other
a picture.
Food. Oh, no, of that I did. And you know what? I was, like, just out of, like, fury. I wasn't going to eat the chicken fingers. And then, damn, I was hungry at the end of the night. Right? And I'm sitting there crushing chicken fingers at, like, 10 o'clock. And keep in mind, I got to be up early for the show. Yeah. So
wow.
I had, like, 2 hours of sleep that night.
And that's so ridiculous. So so it's safe to say, so because we, every now and then, find ourselves, like, you know, being a little awestruck with some of the celebrities that come, right?
Mm-hmm. I am, too.
So we stalked Oprah, and we quickly got to say hi to her as she was walking out of the St.
Was
that hotel?
St. James.
The St. James Hotel.
Sweet.
Nobody was there but us. There wasn't one other person that knew she was there for some reason. Square. And it was so funny, because she came out, and her bodyguard was all like, Miss Winfrey, everybody back up, Miss. It's like, okay, you're talking to two people here. There's nobody else.
Nobody else.
So her, and then same thing with Jan Arden, right? Because we love Jan. So we kind of feel, what do we feel, Samantha?
We were 6 degrees of separation from all the people that we would love to know
through you now.
So anyone that you want to know and that I've met, just consider yourselves friends with.
Exactly.
Which is why now we've decided, well, I actually decided this sooner, because you're in the squad.
What squad?
Our squad.
Oh,
squad.
You guys have a two-person?
No, no,
so
no.
It's
no,
more
no,
like
no.
A, well, it's more like a duo, you know that. When there's only two,
no,
it's
we
not
have,
a squad.
No, we have people.
Who else?
We have people.
We have people. They're big people.
Your families?
We have
bigger than that.
Pets.
We have Adele. Adele's in our squad.
Like Adele the singer?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's an imagination person, but that's okay.
But she's still in it.
Pink.
She's
Oprah.
Good to have,
Oprah.
Okay, yeah.
Jan
Arden.
I have Anne Murray in the squad because I love Anne Murray.
I love her too.
And then that means we have to have Kelly Clarkson.
No.
Yes.
No.
Well, I've never met Kelly Clarkson.
See? Can't have her. Can't have her.
I didn't meet Adele though either. That's too far-fetched. Sorry, you're not getting Adele.
No.
No, we have to have these people. It's our imaginary squad.
It's our imaginary squad.
But there are real people.
Okay.
Yeah, the three of us.
Okay.
Yeah.
And the Hyper Hype Girl.
And the Hyper Hype Girl.
Who's that?
So the Hyper Hype Girl. Hyper Hype Girl is my neighbor. She works at Olson. So I'm in Jack Fair in the corner at the far end of the bay when you walk in the bay. You know, Olson is a clothing store, and she's a licensee too. And she's like our number one fan.
Oh.
Yeah. So she's the Hyper Hype Girl. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Because I work with her pretty much 8 hours a day.
Yeah.
And she's like super crazy.
Hmm. And she is super crazy.
Yeah.
But she had a question.
Oh, okay. Sure.
News or Netflix?
Which do I watch?
Yeah.
I probably watch more news.
Yes! Damn! Yes!
But here's why. Yes. Like, that would have changed prior. Like, had you asked me this 2.5 years ago prior to having child, it would have been far more TV. Like, I would have watched far more Netflix.
Mm-hmm.
I am a news junkie. Like, I started in the newsroom.
Fist pump. She's my girl.
I started working in the newsroom way back when I was young. And so I think that never leaves you. Like, people who start in news tend to never really break away from it. And you sort of get a little obsessed about it. Like, you always want to know more.
What's going on?
And yeah, you always are very inquisitive. And that just kind of comes from that start in your career. Right now, though, like, here's how behind I am on Netflix. Because, again, the only time that I have to watch TV basically is when I work out. So I just started Orange is the New Black. I mean,
okay.
2010.
I watched the first episode of that and I was just kind of like.
First episode, that's
or
it.
Or the first season,
oh,
sorry.
Yeah.
And then I was just kind of like, oh, like this. I never went back.
No, here's the thing. Okay, so I was able to meet the real one,
okay.
The real person.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and have a conversation with her. And you know, if you read her bio, like it, come on. They're not doing their hair and, you know, and wearing makeup. Like, none of that happened when she was actually in jail. So you have to think.
So they sensationalized
it. Like, you have to have, like, this false sort of sense of what.
Right.
But it also makes me feel like I'd, like, kick serious ass in prison. Like,
really, hey?
I feel this is how my role would be. It would be like the
what?
Girl. Yeah. I know that I'm not very strong, but I feel like I wouldn't be strength physically. I'd be
hilarious.
Strength mentally. I'd be like the one who wants to teach the ladies that, you know, there's good in the world, and that, like, I would teach them classes on how to better themselves, and I would be, like, that role model.
Could you hold your own, though, if you needed to?
No.
No,
no. I get things shoved up in places that I don't want shoved up. That's all I'm going
to
say.
So they'd really need to, like want to hang out with you big time.
I would be their special wife. Yeah, I would be their special wife.
But, like, I mean, how confident? Look at you just already knowing that, hey?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think, though, that I would also be the person, like, if this was fictional prison, I would be the one that was, like, you know, developing lipsticks out of, like, Kool-Aid and petroleum
jelly. Right, and
then
doing their Whip It, right? Because I watch those shows, the 60 Days In, and they make their Whip It out of, like, right? Because I love a good, you know me, right? I love a good murderer and a good serial killer and a good jail.
Mm-hmm. Yes, you do.
Right? And there's some about jail. Things. Shawshank.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Shawshank, I couldn't survive. Orange Is the New Black. I think I'd be okay.
Yeah, see? I think I need to stay out of jail. I don't think I'd have the coping
mechanisms. What would be your last meal?
My last meal? Would have to probably... Right now, it would be a McRib because I don't ever get them in Canada.
Oh, shut up.
Yeah, I would
like,
be.
Like, you really are Rob Seske?
Yeah. I really am. It would be a McRib because they're not in Canada.
So?
Yeah. No, that's what I would want.
No, she obsesses about it.
Really?
I have an app.
They're not good.
No, exactly.
Do I look like I'm too worried about that? I'm just saying. Okay. Right? Yeah, I have an app, the McRib app, that every morning.
It tracks
it? Yeah, it taunts me and it says, we're in Hawaii. And then I'm like,
coming.
But no, when?
Well, I don't have the app, but I read something that it's coming back. I want to say this summer.
She'll have like 3 a day.
Oh my God.
What?
Yeah, just for a short time because then they go away for 5 years, right?
It's disgusting.
No, don't. It's not disgusting.
Okay. I have some like just general get to know you questions.
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
If you were frozen and you were being unfrozen and it's 100 years, what would be the first question you ask after being frozen for 100 years?
Can I have a cell phone and what would it look like?
What would it look like?
I need to have my phone.
I
am sick, addicted to my phone.
See?
But have you noticed I haven't looked at it once since
I've
been here?
Like, pretty good.
Her and I have a lot in common.
Yeah. I would want to see like a phone. Actually, no, I'd probably want to see, well, I don't know. Would I want to see my family? No, because like they're all dead.
Yeah, right?
Right? Yeah.
You've
like
been frozen for 100 years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'd like want to see like also what the latest fashion is going on at that time.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I think for me, I wouldn't be able to just have like one question because I would want to know if CNN's still on, hot dogs still popular?
Are hot dogs?
Yeah. Would hot dogs still be
popular? Of course they are.
She's obsessed with
hot dogs. I
love hot dogs.
I need to know the time. What time is it?
Who cares?
No, I would care.
Really?
No, she cares.
I'm like a time whore, right? Like I need to know what time it is at all times.
She cares.
And then I would probably need to pee. So I'd want to know where the washroom was.
Mm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right, because you know I've been like frozen for 100 years.
But you didn't drink anything, so you got nothing to pee out.
I don't know. Maybe as you unfreeze, maybe your body liquefies.
You know that Justin Timberlake and Jessica Biel, they're freezing themselves, and it burns 800 calories. Hey,
really?
It's called cryotherapy.
Wow.
So you freeze your body for I don't know how long, 8 minutes or something, and then it burns all these calories. You never have to diet again.
Nice.
No.
Yeah. Really?
Wow.
Yeah. How about we just stand outside in -40?
Or that?
Yeah.
Yeah. Or that.
And then do that.
Yeah.
Right? I do that every morning as I wait for the stupid bus.
I would
bus.
Never do that.
Right?
That's, you take the bus. Good for you.
Yeah. You know why? Because it's so close.
Yeah. You just get dropped off right at work.
It's nice. Yeah. Because I work downtown.
And I would never do that.
What? Take the bus?
I would never take the bus.
I've never taken the bus. Yeah. I really hate to admit
it's
that.
It's not pretty.
You know what? No. I can't because my hours are so crazy.
Yeah.
That like there's no bus
no.
at that time
no.
of day.
No. No. It's, you know what? It's its own entity. Mm-hmm. The bus. Yeah.
Okay. What kind of quirks do you guys have?
I don't have any. I'm good.
Yes, you do.
Okay, I eat everything with a knife and fork.
She does.
I do.
It's weird.
I'm weird.
Not chips.
No, not chips.
Not chocolate bars.
Not chips, not chocolate bars, not a chicken finger. But like, pretty much like a sandwich.
Pizza?
Yeah, 100%. I don't like my hands getting dirty.
I don't like mess. So like, I'm anally compulsive cleaner.
Oh, okay.
So like, that's a weird quirk of mine. I'm a very slow driver. I drive well below the speed limit, and I also sit extremely close to the steering wheel.
Yeah.
Like, I am like old granny.
Oh my
like,
God,
like,
you were separated.
I think we're separated.
I'm trying to like look out the window, and I never wear my glasses.
Because I'm
so...
like that too. And then you and my husband always make fun of me because Sam's always like, if you get an accident, I'm breaking everything from the
shoulder. Oh yeah,
from the air,
like the airbag is killing you.
Both legs are broken, hips are gone.
Yeah.
Everything.
Oh
yeah. What about you, Samantha? You got some quirks?
I click a pen.
You are a pen
clicker. Oh, you need a fidget thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
if I have a pen, I'm clicking it. Even if it's a pen top, I'm
like... You should
have
been a teacher.
No, she shouldn't have been.
No. Nope. I'd have to like kids for that.
Oh, she has no patience.
Oh, yeah.
I don't have patience.
I think that's kind of funny.
Okay.
Okay. What could you talk about for 40 minutes without any preparation?
Well, I'm here with you guys, and I didn't really have much prep. What can I talk about for 40 minutes?
Just doing good.
Like,
doing
by great. Myself?
Yeah. Like, you're up there, you're talking to people, you're teaching them something.
And go.
Well, I can't teach them about being a mom, because I still don't know what the hell I'm doing any one given day. I could probably talk about my job.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because okay. I have been doing radio for a number of years and just in media overall. So I would probably talk about my job.
Cool.
And I think just like to the powerful message that like I am in a very male driven industry.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I right now I work with like one on one with one other female and that's it pretty
wow,
much.
Hey?
In terms of like on air broadcasters, it's more of a dude thing. It always was. Even when I went to school, I was the only girl. And it's because it's like this industry where guys think that they're either, if they can't be a rock star, then they want to play rock star music. And and if they can't be a sports great, then at least they can talk about being a sports great. So most men, honest to God, they get into it for sports or for music.
Yeah, that's very true.
Whereas women tend to get into it because of news.
That's
which
kind of
was the way that I went into it.
See, and even in podcasting, too, a lot of male-driven. Like, now we're starting to see more female.
Hardly any, though, right?
No, like, not in comparison. No. But, and it's funny because a lot of our fans are men. They're like, they seem to like the banter of Lisa and Sam.
Good.
Yeah. So
it's because I swear.
Because, well, mm-hmm. we curse.
Michelle Obama dropped, hey?
No.
Yeah, she didn't drop F, but she said shit.
Wow.
Which I thought was, like, kind of cool.
Kind of cool, right? Kind of makes her...
Yeah.
And I like the part when she said about how this is the time when her kids are wanting to, like, sneak cigarettes.
I know,
and
smoke.
Know. And I'm like, that's so true,
but,
right?
But, like, do kids still want to sneak smokes? Or are they, like, sneaking,
they're sneaking
fentanyl
pot.
Now?
Yeah. Like, I don't think smokes are their big issue anymore,
no.
right? Like, that's no fun.
I was just talking with this about a friend, and he has older sons, like, you know, kind of getting into the teenager. Yeah. And he said, well, it's not cigarettes. It's not pot. He's like, I'm worried that they're going to snort fentanyl. Like, honest to God, like, it's
I know,
really
right?
scary,
it's so
right?
scary. It's like crazy.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think that's kind of crazy. The whole fentanyl.
Okay. If you could eat three foods for the rest of your life, what would it be?
Okay. Well, for sure, number one has to be chips. Like, I love chips.
You two are chip friends.
Any kind. I am not biased. I am not. I don't play favorites. If they're there, I eat them. I eat them. So number one, chips. Number two, for like a meal, I'll probably go with like spaghetti and meatballs.
Really?
I really like spaghetti.
All season? Every season?
Yeah, I would say any season. Well, you can't.
That's where we separate.
Is spaghetti just in the winter?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah,
it's a winter food.
No, it's a winter food.
No. And then third, it would have to be a salad because that's the other part. I'm a dichotomy because I really love vegetables and eat like tons and tons of vegetables all day. But then I gorge on chips. So it's not like I can say, oh, I'm so healthy. Like, look at me. I eat all these vegetables.
Yeah.
No, it's bullshit. See, I eat chips right afterwards.
To make up for you. So you eat the vegetables to make up for the chips.
Yeah.
That's it. What about you? What would you pick?
Well, always a potato.
Yeah. Cause
that's what?
That's like, your comfort.
Dressed up?
Potato could be a french fry.
Oh,
a
yeah.
scallop,
actually,
a mashed, a chip. It can be all things.
It doesn't matter to
if
her.
If I could only have a potato, I could do multiple things.
You could,
right? Chicken, because I like chicken. Mm.
But like what chick? Like
just any.
I know,
kind of
right?
Chicken.
Like just.
Yeah, it's weird.
No.
Really?
Yeah, I don't.
This
get that.
I'm getting this from you.
Yeah, it's
getting
weird.
Flack from
oh my
both.
God.
Yeah.
I'm not telling you my third one.
No, I want to know your third. Is it
third.
Ice cream?
No.
What's your third?
What is my third?
I don't know.
I can't remember now.
Because now we've thrown you off
the
game because we made fun of chicken.
Okay.
You're
so
judging me.
Kraft dinner, hot dogs, watermelon.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like, hey, I can't argue with those. I want to. I want to say something, but
hot dogs are
so good.
Hot dogs are so good.
They're
even
so
though
good.
We know what all the nastiness, who cares?
Do you boil them?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then, of course, like in the summer, then, you know, hot dogs.
Barbecue.
Dog, yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah.
No, you can't have a wiener roast after 11 p.m. in Saskatoon.
I know, right? That's just new. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Are they really voting on that?
Tonight. Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that ridiculous or what?
Yes, it's stupid.
Like that's our biggest issue.
Yeah,
like,
that's what we have
Saskatoon,
going on.
That's our biggest issue. Mm. We go from the police putting out a message about drug users come and turn in your drugs with
fentanyl.
No hassle to no fire after a certain time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're like all over the place on that, mm-hmm. you know.
Fair
but
enough, so.
I couldn't go without the hot dogs. at all.
Okay.
No.
Ladies, are we ready for
the topic?
The topic?
Yeah.
Oh, sure.
Are you feeling prepared?
Yeah.
Okay.
She's like doing so good. Like, she's the pro, hey?
She doesn't need notes.
I didn't need your notes.
She doesn't need my notes. Nope.
Okay. So, TV fictional family. Who would you want to be a part of?
All right. So, growing up, this was the show that I watched all the time. I always PVR'd it. And again, like the Gian Gomeshi thing, now I feel sort of gross about it. But I gotta go with the Cosby Show.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, hey?
And yeah. It's just because it was like, it was this jealousy, right? You sort of love them, but you also sort of hated them because, like, you live in this crazy fancy brownstone. Like, that's not an apartment. That was a four-story house.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, it was a mansion. Oh, she's a lawyer. He's a doctor. Yeah. And what did you guys find it weird? He saw patients in his basement.
But that's like the growing pains dad, right? Remember my practice. But yeah, now in hindsight, Bill Cosby patients in the basement.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
A little bit awkward.
And then
maybe he had that written in.
I think about that one episode. Do you guys remember where Vanessa got drunk playing a drinking game with her friends? And then Bill Cosby tried to teach her a lesson the next day by, like, doing another drinking game when she was really hungover. But ha-ha, it's just Kool-Aid and the shooters. And I think, really, like, was it Kool-Aid? Like, was he giving her something else in those shooters? What was going on afterwards?
That's super creepy.
You know, so I feel, that's why I said, like, I'm torn because I loved the show growing up and I wanted to be them and I love them.
Yeah.
And, you know, Denise was so cool and different and she grew her hair into dreads and she was hot. And
that little Rudy was so funny.
She was so cute.
Yeah, yeah.
But now I just think, well, God, it's gross. And maybe I shouldn't have picked them.
But you didn't know then.
No, but right? I knew now. And
no, but here's, but this
them.
Is what Oprah says. You would have done better if you knew better. You didn't know better then.
Thank you.
Now you have some, reservation about it.
Yeah. Well, I also think too, like now there are really no TV families that, like, who do you aspire to now? Like, with modern TV, I'm trying to think of a family.
Like, the Dumfies or whoever
maybe,
they are from them, right? Maybe them, because they're, like, pretty well-rounded and cover everything.
Yeah, ooh, so. I do like The Family and This Is Us. Like, they're pretty cool. Do you guys watch that show?
Off and on.
Oh, it's so good.
Off and on.
Yeah, even though they're pretty dysfunctional,
they
stick together.
They stick together,
So, for me, in the 70s, I really wanted to be, part of the Waltons. Because I don't have a brother, right? And I thought, wouldn't it be something like here's my brother Jim Bob and John Boy.
But they were really lame.
Yeah, I know, but that was the time. But that was the time.
Like, really? That's what you want to live with?
I think it'd be kind of fun. Yeah, because, so they were, you live on Walton's Mountain? Like, how cool is that?
Well, you'd own the mountain.
I'd own the mountain.
Mountain.
I would be able to forge my fire because they have a mill, so they're cutting things. I would be able to, burn stuff. I just thought it would be kind of cool. Good night, John Boy. Good night, Mary Ellen. Good night, blah, blah, blah. Good night, Lisa.
But what about when, you want to bring a guy home? Is it night?
Don't forget him.
Yeah.
Don't forget him.
Well, I think you have
to. And, you want to really sleep in one room with your brothers?
No, you have to be respectful. That's what they did back then.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
okay.
I just thought it would be kind of fun. Mm. And then my other, for the 80s, because I did it in two. I did 70s and an 80s. 80s, I wanted to be the Drummonds.
From
Different Strokes.
Different Strokes.
Yeah. Living where are they? Park Avenue.
Yeah, okay.
Right?
I did like that.
Right? Mrs. Garrett was your maid before she went on to the Facts of Life.
I just thought of someone in the newer age of TV that I think is kind of fascinating. I forgot to tell you guys that I have a little bit of a weird obsession with polygamy. And not because I want to be in it, but I watch the Sister Wives, right? Because I just can't wrap my head around
what is that?
And I don't know what it is, but I'm fascinated by it. And sometimes I think, okay, they live in this amazing cul-de-sac in Vegas and Cody has it made. The husband, you guys?
Yes.
Goes around oh, I'm shagging her today, and
my husband disagrees. My husband's why would any sane man want more than one woman to have to put up with?
Okay, but he's not happy. Him and his first wife. Is
Mary? They hate each other.
They hate each other.
And she's still staying there though.
Yeah, because he's
not even
married to the youngest one.
Yes,
right?
The hot one.
Yeah,
I don't even watch it because I just think, why are you not in jail? Why is the?
Because they live in Vegas.
They live in Vegas. It's free.
They had to flee from Utah.
Yeah.
Yeah, because in Utah, you go to prison.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, mm-hmm. I don't get that show. I know you've talked about it before.
I love it.
And I'm like, I don't get that show at all.
So good.
There's a new one, though.
I know.
It was three wives and...
Three wives and a husband.
Oh, yeah. It's like they put a billboard out. We're looking for another sister wife. And what is a sister wife? What is that?
Well, it's just like... It's like your sister, but not.
But...
They all hate each other. Let's face it. They all hate each other.
Like the jealousy would have to be rampant. Oh, right?
I don't think they're... Like, how would you share one person?
Oh, they can.
Like,
it doesn't
work. What kind
work.
Of schedule does that look like?
It's a bad schedule.
That's
like,
just...
And they have, like, a million children.
But here's the thing.
And
like,
he's skanking them all.
I do... Yes. I do enjoy nights where I sleep alone. So, like, I'm thinking the off nights
ain't
so bad.
My husband works nights, so I sleep alone. I love it. I love it.
So it would be like that, except those other nights, the nights he's working, he's not. He's with other broads.
He's with other broads.
Yeah.
Getting his dinky stinky.
Yeah.
Right? Don't. Just saying, that's what he's doing.
No.
That's what he's doing. Yeah. And I don't love, what's your show?
Well, mine's boring too.
There's a couple boring girls.
Because I grew up with Little House on the Prairie.
I hated that show.
Yeah. I liked Laura
Ingalls.
Well,
like, okay, you guys just stay together then. Between the Waltons and Little House.
Because it was a simple life.
Yeah,
Shana.
It was
right?
simple.
No stress.
It was pioneering spirit.
I did read the books growing up, and I liked the books.
I'm not a reader. I didn't read the books.
Oh, really?
No, like I can read. Again, I feel like I can read.
She can read.
You wouldn't be able to tell it by your printing there, but
I know, eh?
I'm not sure how good your vocab is.
Right? No, it's good, but it's Lisa vocab. I know what it's
okay,
saying.
But I did a quiz though. I'm more excited because I did a quiz on what TV family I should be a part of.
And
the Blues. From Arrested Development.
Oh, okay. Well, that's
so that's
kind of like
they're
cool.
They're weird. Yeah. And it had Jason Bateman.
You swayed it, though. You swayed the vote. You lied, probably.
Did you? You probably picked
no,
a couple
I didn't.
Key
yeah,
questions.
You probably totally
no,
did.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, you probably did. Because
you can't go from Little House being your heart to, like, Arrested Development on the quiz.
That's different. You cheated?
You cheated.
Really?
Did you cheat
yeah,
it?
You did.
I didn't take that quiz.
Okay.
I took the cartoon
I'm
quiz.
Leaving the car. You guys continue.
Are you going to pee? Because I think that guy over there is peeing.
No, that's gross.
See, this is the fun when you get to see all the fun stuff. Hey? Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, cartoon character. Who do you want to be for a week?
Did you pick one?
Okay, well, here's...
Did you pick one?
Yeah, I did. Here's the thing. I hated cartoons growing up.
What?
I know.
What kind of person
so
are you?
So what did Saturday
I'm a
morning
psychopath.
Look like?
I'm a total psychopath.
What was Saturday morning like for you?
I only watched one, and then I just, like, put my feet on the register and read books.
Wow.
And the
okay, well, I applaud the book.
Thank
wow.
you. The only
good
one... Yes, thank you. You should applaud my love of reading.
I applaud it because I think it's awesome that I can't keep track. That's my problem.
Oh, whatever.
Sorry.
And it was another weird choice. It was Hercules.
Hercules. Da, 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 da,
like
da,
with
da,
Newton.
Da, yeah, with Newt. Yeah. Right, and they played like the little doo doo doo.
And then
with
well,
the ring
well,
on,
Toots
toot.
On his back.
Yeah.
Like, why did
it
I watch
weird.
That show? That was a weird
that, we
effed up
that one.
Show.
That used to be on before we went to school.
Like, but it was odd, right?
Yeah, it was.
Do you remember what the name of a boy / horse is called?
Mm-mm.
It's a centaur.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It's a centaur.
Yeah.
Because that's in Harry Potter.
Yeah.
Wow. That was, but I watched that cartoon, too.
It's horrible.
Yeah.
Horrible.
So, but don't say you want to be him. Do you want to be Hercules?
Not Herc, Newt.
No, Newt. Do you want to be Newt?
Half boy, half horse. Half hells yeah. You've seen how well hung horses are.
And if you're going to be a dude, right?
If
we've talked,
have,
as well. We've talked about
well
that
be
before.
Well hung.
You might as well have the package to back it, right?
Because if you're Newton, you don't have the body because you're only half man.
Yeah.
But if you got the horse.
That's right.
Dinkus.
Yeah, that's kind of true.
You got
right?
something. That, you got a leg up.
That makes sense.
Why not?
Yeah, right?
Why not?
You got to bring that.
What did you guys say?
Okay, I said, I took the quiz and it said that I would be Tweety Bird. Which I thought was kind of funny, but I didn't cheat it though. Just so you know, just said that I'm lots of fun and people would want to be around me.
Well, I didn't even know that you took an actual quiz.
No,
like, when did you? But when did you?
Because
time?
I always Google quizzes.
Because Sam schools it, right?
I school everything.
So I thought I'm just gonna Google. I was kind of curious because I didn't know who I'd want to be. So I said that, but who I really want to be? I don't really want to be Tweety Bird. Just said I would be. I want to be Judy Jetson from the Jetsons because she had a maid, and she had like all the cool gadgets. And then that made me think, actually, I'd like to be George Jetson, because he only had a 3-day work week.
Oh, geez.
And that would be pretty cool,
that's like
eh?
The Swiss, hey?
Yeah.
The Swiss
really?
Haven't made... Oh, my God, yeah.
See?
So in Switzerland, they work a 3-day work week. All their childcare is paid for. I mean, no wonder they're so damn happy.
Wow.
Plus,
hey?
I feel like they
yeah,
swim
exactly.
in chocolate.
Yeah,
they're like, swimming right? in the lint factory, and in the and they just, like, live in lint balls.
Yeah. Oh, my God. And now, speaking of lint balls, you know what that reminds me of? When we went to Ottawa for the Grey Cup, right down by the stadium, they have a huge, big lint outlet. And we got 150 lint, every flavor imaginable, like hundreds of different flavors.
Real? Ones we've never seen?
Ones we've never seen. And we got 150 of them for $35.
What?
Yeah. Yeah.
You bought, why'd you buy so many?
Because you could.
Okay, yeah.
That's
because
just why,
yeah,
because you
yeah.
could, right?
I just bought a lint bunny for my little girl the other day for Easter, but... I'll probably eat it before then.
And then you buy another one.
Well, sure.
Yeah. She don't know yet.
And then, okay, she's after young. after you've had that good chocolate, yeah. You can't just go and have like. Have you tried Smarties recently? They're
they've
really
changed
horrible.
It,
gross.
Haven't they? Yeah, they've
They're
changed.
So gross.
Smarties has changed. Yeah. 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 Who's your cartoon?
Okay, I took the quiz too. I was Minnie Mouse.
Which
that's okay.
She's strong and she's fun and she's loyal.
Yeah.
And she's loyal.
And she's loyal.
I actually like that.
Yeah.
Minnie Mouse.
Okay.
Okay. But I want to be Velma. From Scooby-Doo.
Oh, why?
Where are you? Because Velma's smart. Okay. And she always solves all the mysteries.
I never really was a fan.
And she's really strong. Because if the villains are after them, she gathers everybody up in her mm-hmm. arms. And she runs away with everybody.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I forgot to mention one thing that I want to be
and
in.
And she can kick ass.
Okay. Well, and you're kind of that girl, right? Right? And all that in a bag of chips, Samantha. Okay. Back to the TV family, because I forgot. I want to be part of the Elf family, the Tanners. Because I loved Elf.
Oh, no one liked
yeah.
that.
Oh, yes. Yes. Yes.
No, no one likes
so
that.
So we're
show.
All over the place in our friendship.
Yeah,
here, me
clearly
and you,
are.
Right?
We clearly are.
Clearly, like it's smooth sailing, and then it just hits the wall,
dips.
And then it just cuts
we
off.
We can eat hot dogs, but we cannot watch.
But
TV
we cannot
together.
Watch TV together, mm-hmm. right? You guys can't eat, but you can.
No.
But you can sit on. You can sit and read.
Yeah, we can share chips and read.
And read.
That's
exactly.
fine.
That's okay. very true.
We're good.
That's kind of funny.
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
Okay, Shauna.
Yes.
Do you have an eye shake my head?
And I shake my head moment yeah. where I've done something.
Or
no, it could be anything
you've
that you
seen
witnessed.
Something that just made you do like this.
Most recently, it was at the event that I did the other night, which
yeah.
was Michelle Obama.
Mm-hmm.
And if you both recall, I said at the start of the night that you are allowed to take what? Photos early.
Yes. Early.
And then you put your phone away.
Yes. Yes.
So there was a lady sitting next to me. And she was very excited to be there and
yep.
be sitting where she was. And she not only videotaped Michelle Obama the entire speech, but she did it with her doing a play-by-play commentary of what Michelle Obama was
oh,
saying
no
and her
way.
Perspective of that.
Wow.
That's not the worst of it. She was eating Cheesies out of her purse as she's doing the commentary
wow.
and videoing
oh.
with her giganto phone. So I kept giving her the dirty look, like, what the F?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
shut it.
Yeah.
And she had the cheesy orange on her fingers.
Oh.
And, like, she kind of put them up, like...
That just
like,
made me feel sick.
I just got sweaty
yeah,
talking
yeah, yeah,
about
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I noticed she had the cheesies, like, all over her nice outfit. She was very well dressed.
Yeah.
And she had a white phone case, and the cheesy print was left on the side of the phone from the cheese. Like,
aww.
You guys, this is at Michelle Obama.
And that was part of our issue at Michelle Obama.
Snacks?
Was, no, not
you
just...
You were doing it, weren't you?
I was
that
snacking.
That was you.
No, not like that. I
not
was just
during.
A bird. I was just a bird. No, not during, right? You have my
during.
Full attention.
I will say, she got in shit.
Good.
So one of the people came, one of the security guards came
That's
up to her
funny.
and like, kicked her out.
Yeah, no, I ate all my snacks ahead of time, went early. But what I thought was that... At one point, I said to you, come on, people of Saskatoon, can't you dress up a little bit?
Oh, you know what? I didn't get to see the
yes.
general audience because, again, I was backstage. Do people dress like crap?
Yep.
Shut
yep.
up.
Yep.
Serious?
Yep. Yep.
Yeah.
Like what?
It's yeah. like, it was just horrible.
I'm in my legging.
Yeah.
With a bad running shoe.
No.
Yeah, because what did yeah. I say to you? At one point, I said to you, because you know what? Michelle Obama, she's not presenting at the Walmart.
Like,
that's...
this is a former first lady.
Right? Yes. I did not feel, Saskatoon did not represent
Seriously,
itself.
Seriously,
well.
You saw that?
Yes, yes, lots of it. Because we were like, oh, we just came from work, right? So, I mean, you know, we're in,
we
like,
were
dress
in
pants and,
dress
like, dress
pants.
Shirt.
Well, of course.
Right? Like.
But had you not come from work,
we
you
still
would have dressed up.
Because I said to you, can't we see some dress pants, Saskatoon?
So those people, cheesy lady,
yes.
they all needed to sit together
yes.
and, like, go
yes.
to, I want to say like a midget AAA game out in Aberdeen, my hometown.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah,
yeah, yeah, yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah, I was just like, I'm like, I hope she don't see this. I hope they keep her behind the curtains.
That's why she said, hey, welcome Calgary.
Calgary.
Oh, yeah. Saskatoon. Saskatoon. Whoopsie whoops.
Right? Yeah, hey, that was a big whoops.
Yeah, that was a bit.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then it was only an hour, so.
Okay, again, I know people are complaining about that.
You know what, though? You still get to go back now and say, you saw. So she's
True.
One of the people in the world that when they come, you know what, you should go and say, you know what, at least I saw that.
I agree with
right?
you. Yes. Yeah.
So could you have seen the same type of thing sitting at home?
Yes.
Yes. But
and you could have been in your shitty clothes like the other people,
yeah,
right?
Don't get me wrong. If I'm in my shitty
yeah.
clothes at home, eating the cheesies,
that's
different.
Fine. Yes.
I'm not in public for
okay.
the world,
yeah.
right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Did you have your eye shake your head?
I think you should go first.
Mine's about, okay, mine's about my husband. Mm-hmm. So when you start off a conversation saying, don't get mad, you expect him to follow that, right? So I had a couple critiques about the basketball game. So he's a big Michigan fan.
Okay.
Right? I had a couple critiques. All I said was that it's great that we won, but we need to play better to continue, right? We're in the four. We need to go to the two. We need to play better. All hell broke loose.
He got mad before you even finished.
Yeah. And I start off with, don't get mad. So I'm shaking my head and I'm like, listen, no. I said, don't get mad. I said, I'm entitled to have my opinion. Well, why don't you go put on your sneakers and go out there and shoot some threes in front of a 7-foot-tall man and see if you can do that. And I'm like, hey, simmer down. He was so worked
out. Yeah, no, he had every right to be. I'm sorry. I'm going to tell you why. This is the exact equivalent of you seeing someone who's not very attractive and saying, like, you know, God bless them, but shit, they're ugly. Like, you've blessed them and you've absolved yourself of being a total bitch, but you're still calling them ugly. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, my God.
Okay, so you're on his side.
So
for
I
that.
Actually hey? Am. I'm sorry. Okay, I apologize.
Okay. Oh my God.
Wow. That's hey?
It's the truth, right?
Right?
It's
like, even though you say don't get mad.
Yeah. It's the same thing as saying, yeah. Oh well, God bless him. Like, what a nice person. But shoo, he's
so that's,
ugly.
So that's like my dearly departed Aunt Rose saying she hadn't seen me in a few years, saying, you know, oh, so nice to see you. You should walk a little bit more.
Yep.
Same type. And I was like, bitch, please.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay, right? It's your first reaction.
Okay.
You backed into something that you knew would anger him.
Okay,
you
fair
can't
enough.
You can't pre-apologize.
You can't.
No.
Really?
No.
I do that to you. I say that to you all the time.
By her.
I know, and I say that to you all the time. Okay, don't get mad. And then you're like, here we go.
You're already mad. You know you're going to be mad.
And then I don't understand, why are you already mad? I already told you not to be.
Exactly.
She does that when she overcommits.
Yeah,
right?
Yes. I'm an overcommitter.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. All right, what about you?
Well, mine unfortunately has to do with Sunday shoppers.
Oh, yeah.
I had to work yesterday. Mm. God bless you for coming out and shopping. I appreciate you.
But now here's the fireball.
Sundays are hard to begin with because it's Sunday.
Things should be closed.
Right? So we open at 10 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
I open right on time.
But your
yet,
time, your 10.
No, it's my 10 on the watch.
Right.
I get to the front door. There's a gentleman standing there and he is checking his watch. Checking his watch. Looking at me, checking his watch. And I'm like, it's 10, dude. I'm not opening it. I don't have to open before then.
No.
So I'm opening the doors and he, like, burst past me as if he was, like, late for something.
Yeah.
And I'm like, seriously?
Yeah.
Okay. I unlock doors. Everything's fine. We have a Starbucks entrance.
Yes.
So I pull and the gate is metal. Sorry. It makes noise. The lady sitting at the table that happens to be beside the gate gave me the dirtiest look. And I'm like, okay, people.
Yeah, right?
It's Sunday. I don't like that day.
You haven't had your 9 cups of coffee.
I haven't had my 9 cups of coffee yet. Mm-hmm. And I've encountered 2 people who think that they know how to do things better.
Right.
You already hated 2 people and it's 10:01.
And it's 10:01, right?
Mm.
That's a bad day.
I'm done.
Day. Right? And then you had people probably calling sick.
Twice.
Oh,
yeah,
shut
right?
up. Really? Oh,
sick,
the old Sunday
right?
call-in
yeah.
sick.
And you know when somebody calls in sick nowadays.
They ain't sick.
Well, number one, they're not sick. Number two, you're never finding somebody to cover that shift because nobody's answering their phone.
I don't care if people call in sick.
Do you think that it's, like, worse to call in sick or text in sick?
Both.
Both you dislike?
Horrible.
Really?
Yes.
Well, should they come and see you? Should they come see you and breathe on you?
No.
No, right? Because you don't want them there if they're really sick.
If they're legitimately sick.
Yeah.
It's just so hard to know.
Yeah. I'd rather get a text. Just text me.
Yeah.
I don't like, because I hate the phone, right? Mm-hmm. I don't want to talk on the phone.
No, I never want to talk on the phone.
Right?
And I also never answer my door anymore.
No, nothing wrong with that. No. I don't answer the phone. I don't answer the phone at home. People are always like, never, right? Because why?
No, here's the thing. The last
you could be
unless
sisters.
It says display.
The last time that I answered the door, this is what happened. It was a month ago. And it's right at supper time. It's like 6. I'm trying to get my crazy kid to eat. Like, you know, it's just a busy, hectic time in the household. And this really sweet young girl comes to the door with her grandma. And I answered it. And because I thought, well, who knows, right? So I answer the door and grandma comes in and pitches me on her granddaughter's ringette team and they're doing a fundraiser. So I thought, okay, maybe they're doing like a bottle drive on the weekend or something or selling those chocolates.
Yep.
So I'm kind of like already like motioning to Jeff to be like, oh, go upstairs and grab $5.
Right.
You know? No, they want a sponsorship for the team It starts at $450. Oh, and would you be willing to be our sponsor of the team?
Now, and are they at your house because you're Shauna Foster?
I believe that that did play into somewhat. Right? Because they sort of then brought up something about Break the Bank, which is a contest that we do.
Yes.
And right away, the ding bells are going off in my head. And I'm getting mad, too. And also, like, I wasn't wearing a bra because I don't wear a bra at home.
Right.
And I
because what woman does.
Well, right? And I think that maybe one of my boobs was even out. So as I'm like standing there having to tell this poor girl and her grandma, like sending grandma really like thanks, like of course I'm gonna feel bad now because grandma's there in the cold and it's minus 40. And so I grabbed all the information and we shoved it in the junk drawer. I found it on the weekend. I was like, oh shit. Like, we never even responded to her. Like, because we were supposed to call her.
Oh.
And we never did, and I felt bad. But then I thought, you know what? No, screw this.
Don't feel
I'm
that
not
bad.
Feeling bad about Mm-mm. this. You came to my house asking for a $450 donation.
Right? It's different than, hi, do you want to buy a box of Girl Guide cookies?
Yeah.
Or some world famous almonds.
Hey, I know. How about you buy my diapers for the next month?
Yeah.
Let's
we'll call it. We'll call it. We'll help each other. That's kind of crazy. Mm-hmm. That's, like, ridiculous.
Well, this has been fun.
Yes.
We're done already.
We're done already.
Aww,
I know, right?
You guys, this is so nice.
Maybe one
Thank
day
you.
You'll join us again.
I would love to join you again.
Because now you're part of the squad.
Yeah. Well, you know what? Do you always have to be in the car? Because, like, that could get weird. Maybe next time we go outside.
We could try that. We've never tried.
Really?
We've never tried it.
We'll wait till it's nice out.
Okay.
And then we'll just like walk down the river.
Okay.
And then you guys get to see the creepy river people.
Okay.
Oh yeah. No,
so
now we can do that.
Pretty good.
Because now we have this.
Yes. Yeah, now we have.
We just got this for Christmas, right?
Oh nice.
So this was like our first piece of the recording.
Why did we? No, who bought this?
My husband.
Why?
Because it's ridiculous that you two do it into a phone. That's what he thought, right? Because we just usually talk.
Nice.
Yeah, right? So he's like, so we've just started. But yes, absolutely, we'll do something this summer.
Because there's some good river
when
people.
When it's nice. Mm-hmm. We'll, like, people watch.
Mm-hmm. No, I don't want
Yeah.
Well, you just got to, like, bring your bear spray. But other than that, it's totally safe. Yeah.
That's kind of funny. But we certainly appreciate.
Yes.
Thanks, guys.
That you came and that you, said you'd come and join us. Much appreciated. Samantha?
So for next week. There will be no Shauna Foster. I'm sorry, guys.
The world's going to love you even more now.
Next week's topic is we discuss the pros and cons of the weather getting warmer.
Oh, it's
We see
be,
problems.
We see problems.
We see problems. Yeah. So for Patreon, if you'd like to contribute to the podcast, it's www.patreon.com/ishakemyhead. For $1, it goes $1 up to $25. $1 gets you a shout out. $5 gets you early access to the podcast and spontaneous podcasts.
And
as
if
well.
You see it on, and if you're following on Podbean, remember where Sam's face is on her Bitmoji, there's a money bag. Just click that.
Yeah, just click on my face. You can listen to us on Podbean, iTunes, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Spreaker, Stitcher, YouTube, and Google Play. And our social media is Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook.
All right. Friends of the podcast, have yourself a great week. Samantha, always a pleasure.
Yeah, it should be.